CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has told global business leaders attending this year's Summer Davos session in Dalian that China has no intention of boosting exports through the depreciation of the yuan. Li Keqiang also says China has no intention of starting a currency war, saying it would be harmful to the government's overall economic plan. At the same time, the Premier says China will remain one of the drivers of global growth. Li Keqiang is set to deliver a keynote speech to this year's Summer Davos session later on this Thursday. The Chinese and Jordanian governments have signed off on a new joint agreement to form a strategic partnership. It follows a meeting yesterday in Beijing between President Xi Jinping and Jordanian King Abdullah. Both say they hope to advance ties between them through the Chinese-backed Silk Road Initiative. Xi Jinping says the new partnership will include increased Chinese investments in Jordan. King Abdullah is in China to attend a China Arab States Expo currently underway in the northwestern Chinese region of Ningxia. The Chinese government is promising closer environmental ties with the United States. Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli has made the pledge while meeting with a senior White House advisor. China and the U.S. signed a climate change accord in November. The renewed promise of cooperation comes ahead of the UN Climate Change Summit set for Paris in December. The European Commission has formalized its proposal to deal with the massive influx of migrants into Europe this year. 22 of the 28 EU member states are being asked to take in 120,000 more people. This is on top of the 40,000 that had already been proposed. The new quotas are based on a number of factors, including each country's population and GDP. Germany and France are going to take in almost half. The proposal will still require approval from a majority of the EU countries. However, a number of countries have already signaled they aren't willing to accept mandatory quotas. It's expected as many as 850,000 people are expected to try to take refuge in Europe over the next 2 years. Thai authorities say one of the two men arrested in connection with last month's deadly bombing in Bangkok has confessed to playing a central role in the operation. Police say Yusufu Mirali has admitted to handing the backpack bomb to the main suspect at the crowded Irwan Shrine moments before it went off. Police spokesman Prawut Tawansiri says they've taken the suspect on a walkthrough of the crime scene to reenact what took place. The person who placed the bomb at the shrine is still at large. The suspected mastermind behind the deadly blast is believed to have fled Bangkok a day before the attack. Thai authorities say they believe as many as 10 others may be involved. South Korean President Park Geun-hye is issuing a new call for North Korea to open its doors to the outside world. She says the North should now get itself out from its economy nuclear parallel policy and embrace the way of real development through opening up and innovating. Park Geun-hye has made the call as part of a regional security summit, which has included military experts from over 30 countries. At the same time, the South Korean president is also offering up the prospect of a Northeast Asian Development Bank. She says it will be able to provide funds to help North Korea develop its infrastructure, provided the country abandons its nuclear program. It's now been confirmed the Hungarian camerawoman, caught on video tripping refugees earlier this week near the border with Serbia, has been sacked. She was caught on video kicking and tripping up refugees fleeing police at a border collection area on Tuesday. One incident, which has gained the most traction on the internet, showing her sticking her foot out to trip a man carrying a child. Another shows her kicking a running child. The incidents took place as hundreds of refugees broke through a police line at a collection point in southern Hungary. Apple has unveiled a slew of new products at the company's annual product dump in San Francisco. They include a larger iPad tablet, iPad Pro, a TV box with its own app store, and new iPhones with 3D touch technology that can detect how firmly their screens are being pressed. The iPad Pro is aimed mostly at business customers. Its release comes amid a decline in the overall sale of iPads. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.